poder transformador, desde a sangre em seu amor e em seu caráter revelado. E creer que solo Deus, quem cura o homem do pecado, dando uma nova vida, dando uma nova vida.
And I think by the start of that, everyone knows that it's going to be a music themed episode. So welcome to the Bound Together episode 5. The Reason Trio here joining us.
Hi!
Hello!
It's like 9 p.m. and their voices sound that beautiful.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
No, you're good. You're good. That sounded beautiful. That sounded beautiful. So
it's
obviously,
sure.
We want to thank you guys for being here. We have Norris here, we have Hadel and Jalisa.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We want
thank
to say
you for
hi
having
to them
us.
And thank you for being with us. So, let's start off by how you guys started as a group.
Yeah, so we officially started this past summer. So we really only have like 6 months as an official group.
Yeah.
And the way we started was we were doing background vocals for Junior Kelly Marchena, which he is practically one of the biggest artists in the Hispanic Adventist music. So we were doing background vocals for him because we were going to sing at the Greater New York camp meeting, and so while we were practicing doing the background vocals, everyone was asking like, why don't we formalize our trio? But we didn't really think about it because like the way we were singing, it was more for fun, and we were just continuing our former trio that me and my sister had with Fausto or Ariela, you know, however you guys know him. Which was a Rise trio. And so some of the songs that we sang with him, we started singing with Harold because Fausto left and we missed him so much. And so we wanted to continue the trio. So we started singing with Harold, but we didn't think about formalizing the group until that point.
Yeah.
And that's actually where our title came to be, The Reason. So do you guys want to talk about how the...
At least.
We were at one of our really good friends' house, Misael Mañon, and there we were just practicing, and then we were talking about formalizing the trio, but we were, you know, thinking about names. So we were just, you know, all of us were saying names here and there, but none of them really actually like clicked until Misael's son actually said, why don't you guys just call yourselves The Reason? And all of us, we all just stayed silent, like looking at each other, like shocked. Like, wow, that's really well, because, you know, the reason why we sang, you know, is for Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
So we really love the name, so we stick with that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we actually go by The Reason, which is more common, but we also go by La Razón.
Right.
So if people want to say it in Spanish,
yeah.
La Razón.
Yeah. Spanish, English.
La Razón de cantar es Jesús, and The Reason is Jesus.
So,
The Reason why we sing is Jesus.
So the first song you guys officially had sang together as a group was Confía. Correct?
Confía,
logramos
hace 6 meses.
So were you guys? That's the first song that you guys.
No, pero hicimos una colaboración no formal en Spark.
Tu reino vendrá.
Pero esa es la primera que
grabamos.
Confía en tu reino. We weren't official yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was after that.
Yeah. Oh, it was after.
Yeah. After that, we became official.
I mean, I'll always remember
the
Reino Vendrá.
Yeah,
probably
one
of my favorite songs.
Yeah, me too. It's still my favorite.
But, I mean, before we start, let's talk about, like, what's your favorite worship song? Who wants to start? I mean, I can start.
Okay.
I think you guys know. Actually, Jadisa and Nora sang this song for my baptism, and that was Asher under my
really?
My whole song.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a song that you actually brought to the Sociedad de Jóvenes.
Really?
So, and it's funny because on my YouTube premium, like the music, that was like the most song I've, like the most minutes I have played out to this, they call 2024. And it's,
Maranatha.
Maranatha,
yes. Okay, there's two of them. There's two of them. But that one, I figured it was that one.
Yeah, that one to me is, it's amazing.
No,
but
it's
before I give
and
it
the
to
message.
You guys, yeah, that song is amazing. And super long, but it's super, really, really long.
It is pretty long. It's like a 5-6 minutes.
Yeah. It's 6 minutes long. Yeah. And I can feel like most people, when I force them to listen to it in the before we start the Bound Together the program, they're like, do you really want to put that song in 6 minutes after we have been singing for like 15?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care. We're going to listen to it.
It's
yeah,
a really good song.
That's a really
good
song.
Norris?
Yeah. Okay, Norris.
One of my favorite worship songs is Sure Been Good by Elevation Worship. That song has really brought me through life. So I have to say that's one of my favorites. This year. I feel like every year I have a different one.
I feel like you definitely have different songs throughout different seasons
exactly.
of your life. So
yeah, for sure.
Paddled?
Mi favorito es Mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. City.
By Maverick City.
Yeah. ¿La sabes cuál es la canción?
Sí.
Yeah, hicimos como un cover nosotros también de esa canción. De esa canción, wow.
On our Instagram.
Para mí, la letra demasiado buena.
La misa.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say Gratitude by Brandon Lake. It's, you know, constant reminder, you know, of the goodness of God and everything that he's done for me. So, you know, to be thankful every day.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
¿En qué maneras pueden usar la música para hacer que la fe crezca de una persona? ¿Y qué rol juega en su vida personal para adorar? Antes de comenzar, por eso yo les puedo decir que para mí, el trío que ustedes tenían antes, y me encanta también Jaro.
No,
me acuerdo de que cuando recién llegábamos a la iglesia de Leominster, y cada vez que venía Jalisa, ustedes tres como trío para cantar en el worship, man, I loved it. Me encantaba.
Oh,
y esa es una de las razones de que nosotros nos quedamos en Leominster cuando estábamos probando iglesias, era el praise team de la iglesia. Pero cuando ustedes iban, it was I was so mad when I didn't go last week because I know you guys sang. And I was like, I missed it.
My heart.
And you guys.
Praise God.
I was there.
But what I say is, la música de ustedes es de verdad transpira paz. Y yo creo que sí es algo que se puede usar para la fe. Pero de ahí, ¿cómo pueden ustedes? ¿Cómo lo ven ustedes de esa manera?
¿Puedo responder? ¿Yo?
Sí.
Ok. Yo siempre, la música ha formado parte de mi vida, desde niño. Y yo he sacado esa conclusión, yo también no soy, me cuesta muchas veces hacer esto, estar hablando con las personas, quizá o predicar. Y creo que esa es mi forma de aportar algo a la obra del Señor. Porque, ¿sabes? Él nos dio talento, hay que multiplicarlo. Y mi forma de poder llevar el mensaje a una persona, eso es bien importante. Con que yo cante y que sea una sola persona, sea tocada con el Espíritu Santo, ya eso es un buen trabajo que tú haces ya. Entonces creo que ese es uno de los objetivos más importantes, alabar para Dios y para que alguna persona pueda ser tocada con tu mensaje. Eso es importante para mí.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For me, I feel like music also, as Harold was saying, music has been my life. Always, since I was a little girl, and I feel like now that I'm older, I try to pay attention a lot to the lyrics of the songs. I know we tend to go more for how the song sounds like, but I feel like now as I grow older and, you know, I start making sense of things, you start really taking the lyrics of the songs to be more meaningful. And so I try to listen to worship songs that are based on scripture, you know, because based on scripture is how God speaks right. to us, you know, because by the word of God is how God speaks to us. And so songs that are based on scripture are songs that are going to elevate you and are going to, you know, that's how I feel like you're going to hear God's voice. Because God can speak to you in so many ways. And for me, music is one of the ways that I can get closer to God. Obviously, reading your word is number one, reading the word of God. But God also can speak to you through music, especially when it's based on scripture. There's a lot of Christian music that is not based on scripture. Right. And so we have to be very careful as well, because the devil can use, and I know I'm going a little off topic, but the devil can also use Christian music to deviate, like, you know, what you're really, the message that you're supposed right. to take. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm making sense.
No, you are, because, well, we talked about it in Sociedad Jovenes, like, maybe like a month or two ago, but sometimes a lot of things have subliminal messages mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, the devil can manipulate Christian music and make it sound good, but at the end of the day, if you're listening to the lyrics, it doesn't have a good message. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think based on what you said, like, obviously listening to music that's based off of scripture is obviously the most important thing you want to do. Mm-hmm. A big part of, like, Christian music, am I listening to the right things? Am I not listening to the right things? Just because it's not Adventist, is this good for me to hear? You know? Mm-hmm. And I remember once I was listening to like this Christian artist, and my mom was like, just make sure you're listening to like the right people. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, it wasn't mm-hmm. everything good? And then, like you said, I would feel some type of way after mm-hmm. listening to that type of music. Mm-hmm. And it's the type of subliminal messages that was in the songs. I'm like, well, maybe this isn't the best thing for me to hear right now. So that definitely is obviously an important thing when listening to music. But obviously, like you guys said, it's like music is, it's healing. Like, it's therapy for some people. Like, can you guys share like how like you can use music as like a tool for like hope or like healing, and like what role does it play for you guys when you're dealing with difficult situations yourself? This one's wow. deep. Yeah, that one's
I just feel like the music, it's a way to, like, communicate with God. You know, like, sometimes you don't have, like, the yeah. right words to say. You know, like, sometimes even prayer can be difficult for you, you know, and music can just, you know, be, like, that sort of connection you have with God, you know, like...
Or that prayer.
You know, like, that's for me. Like, sometimes I just, you know, like, I want to pray, you know, like, I want to express myself to God, but sometimes I just don't find the right words, you know, and, like, that's when, like, for me, music comes in, you know, and I can express, you know, like, how I'm feeling, you know, by singing those songs to God.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, for me, like, I feel hearing, you know, like, Christian songs and, like, you know, those songs that, like, elevate you to God every day, that's, you know, obviously you need to have your own worship, you know, scripture reading and everything that we just said right now, but, you know, like, that constant, like, me, like, driving in my car, listening to music, like, that's another way for me, you know, to spend time with God, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. I hope I don't cry, but I feel like I have to say music, especially this year, has been a huge, huge part of my life. Like, I feel like if it wasn't for music and, you know, worshiping God through music, like, I don't know what my life would have been like, honestly. And I feel that the only thing that has really kept me going has been this group and, you know, trying to worship God. I'm not trying, but worshiping God yeah. through our music and, you know, through praise and worship at any moment that, you know, I have the opportunity to. And trying to inspire others that, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter the trials, that you can continue going. You know, God is there to lift you up.
Amen.
You just have to try. You have to put that first step.
Right.
And so for me, like, music has been, I'm telling you, that thing that I, you know, I just hold on to. And I feel like God does speak to me through music. And this is why I'm here today,
right.
Singing.
Right. And I think that's why, obviously, the Holy Spirit worked and created this group right now throughout this specific period of your life.
Exactly.
You know, this is what you needed for that therapy, you know, kind of.
I feel like we're all going through, like, something,
right.
You know, during the time that we, you know, formed this group. So, you know, I think it's been a blessing to all of us.
Amen.
To us three, you know, and that's, you know, something that we want to continue, you know, to grow in God, to grow, you know, and bless others, you know,
and
hopefully, you know, bring others to Christ. So.
And I feel like that's a satisfying part of this because, like, yeah, you know, you start doing a group and, like, people like the music and stuff. Like, yeah, that's nice. But I feel like something that really satisfies us as a group is when you hear people say,
yeah,
like, wow, you know, I was blessed today.
Mm-hmm.
Or
wow.
They write us messages like, you know, I was, well, like the,
yeah.
I don't know if you want to share that testimony. I know
that's
that, I know that question's coming up.
You guys can talk about
but
that.
But it's like, yeah, that's actually the next
yeah,
question.
You
but,
lead into
yeah, Lisa has a really special testimony
yeah.
of a lady.
Es que yo pienso que es lo que dice Doris, la gente mucha, quizás puede sonar bien, pero cuando tú tienes un objetivo más allá de cantar bonito, lo que realmente importa es cuando a una persona sabes que le tocó tu alabanza. Eso es nuestro objetivo en esa tierra como cristianos, de llevar el evangelio. Y si alguien solamente, yo decía ahorita, si solamente una sola persona es capaz de tomar esa palabra que decimos mediante la música, ya eso para, yo siento que es un trabajo bien hecho.
You know, and there's a lot of groups, and you know, and this is sad, you know, a lot of groups are formalizing now, you know, but they're doing it more, you know, to gain fame, you know, but like,
yeah.
When you put God first in your ministry,
yeah.
You know, like, okay, those are cool things, but you know, like, what's really important is, you know, you gaining people, you know, for God's glory.
And
yeah.
That's our mission. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The reason why we're
yeah.
here on this earth is to bring people to God.
Amen.
You know? So if we're not, if any, whatever we do in our life, if we're not doing it for that purpose, then there's no reason for
mm-hmm.
what we're doing.
Right.
You know, because that's why we're here. God gave us one mission, and it's to preach the gospel. And if our way of preaching the gospel is through music and people are going to be touched, then you know, that's what's going to satisfy us, that, you know, that we're doing God's will.
You guys do it such a beautiful way, too. It's
so
crazy.
And I think it's more than, it's exactly what you guys are talking about it. You guys do it through music, but I can see it in my own life. Whenever I have served God and I do everything for His glory, I've never felt this much joy and truly fulfilled.
Mm.
Like, I'm doing something that matters.
Mm.
And I know you can lose that kind of that sense of if what I'm doing matters or not. Or maybe that's just how I've been feeling lately. But I think it's really important because when you glorify God, you're the one that comes out blessed more than anybody else.
Right.
Like, yes, you're blessing other people.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you start receiving so much blessings. And you're the one that receives by giving to others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important thing. And it's really powerful to be able to do it. I wish I can sing. I cannot sing. And who knows? Maybe in heaven I can.
Hey, we sang praise team together. So yes, he does.
Oh,
really? He
like,
does sing.
We don't sing.
With both of them, actually.
No.
Or
like
both
lip
sync
while
both.
They sing. Yo cantaba con él.
No,
both are good.
They're very good.
I can harmonize a little bit, but that's it.
Then you can sing.
We're mediocre at best.
Exactly. If someone needs me, I'll do it. I'd rather do the sound, though. I'd rather be in the back and doing the sound.
Oh, yes.
Dave
is a blessing.
Yo creo que si usted lo hace, aunque hay muchas personas, yo no canto bien, o tal vez, pero si lo hacen de corazón, eso es lo que importa.
Sí, sí, es cierto.
And you know what? I mean, and it's sad to say, like, when you want to do things for God, the devil is always going to do his part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it hasn't been easy, like, this group hasn't been easy. And not because, you know, of us, but, you know, there's people out there always trying to desanimar, I'm speaking Spanish, but desanimarte, or, like, you know, people that probably won't support because of envy or whatever, and then, you know, they're seeing that you're doing this, and then, you know, they're trying to criticize your work and criticize, and obviously as human beings that's hurtful, you know, so the devil is always going to do his part. But I feel
even
like
with our scheduling too, because, you know, we've had so many projects and so many songs that we want to do, but like it's like our schedule is just sometimes it doesn't work out, you know, like we're all busy, you know, Norris has her kids, so it's just like us jumbling with all of that, like it's been really hard too, but you know, putting God like, first, you know,
that's the main thing, is putting God first and making sure that we're doing things for the right reason and not for the wrong reason, because I feel like once you start desviándote del objetivo, then that's when you start to fail. And failing might be also gaining. And that may be tricky because, like, let's say I'm losing my focus on God and I'm now focusing on our fans and our things. Things may work out, you know, for a short term. But in the long run, it's not going to work out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So at the end of the day, like, you might not be getting more hearts for salvation. You're looking
for self-gratification. Gratification. That's the word.
I mean, talking about, like, you know, touching hearts, I mean, granted, whenever you guys sing at our church, I feel a presence. But what are some testimonies you guys can share from other churches or where you guys have performed?
We were, I'm not going to mention any names, but we were invited to a church where they had a music day, like a Sabbath music day. We had two special songs that we sang, but we had to quickly leave, so we really didn't have a chance to, like, mingle with people and whatever. But the next day, there was a girl that started following me on Instagram, and then she just messaged me, and I'm gonna kind of like paraphrase what she said. She's just like, you know, I'm not from church, but I heard the group sing, your group sing, and I felt the presence of God, you know. And it's like, wow, you know, like just hearing things like that, you know, it's just like it's moving, you know, because like if like how we're saying, you know, you put God first and then like you see the results of that, you know, and then you see like how what you're doing touches the hearts of people, you know, to feel the presence of God. And then, you know, she just kept saying, you know, like, thank you. And like, please don't stop because you're going to make, how can I say this? Like, almas perdidas, like mine, you know, happy, you know, and blessed, you know? So it's just like, you know, and like, I my message is back, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, God has a purpose for everyone's life, you know, even for you. And, you know, like he's waiting for you to come back, you know, so, you know, I'm going to be praying for you, you know, so it's just like a way, you know, to like connect with people also, you know, but also, you know, trying to help them find God,
right?
You know, so it's just, it's beautiful, you know, to see stuff like that, you know,
for sure.
Someone that's not from church, you know, feel blessed, you know, with the things that you do.
And sometimes just like in the comments when you read, like when we post things, y hay gente que comenta and people comment, oh, like, ustedes han sido una bendición, like all these things, especially with this last song que sacamos, que lanzamos. Tú ves los comentarios de las personas que, you know, diciendo que es una bendición, you know, and all these things that you're just like, wow, like, you don't think, you know, like, we prayed about it, you know, and, but it's just to see it, like, to see the blessings, like, on other people is, you know, is what's gratificant. Because we know that God is working. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, boy, you guys got, what, 1,000 views in less than 24 hours?
No, right at 24 hours.
Okay, that's a lot.
I mean, we're starting.
That's good.
But
think about 1,000 people watch that video and were probably touched by that video. think about that. And,
and that's stuff, what we hope.
And it's stuff that, like, we see now doing the podcast is that, you know, we're touching not only the souls of our church, but people outside of our church.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the gifts that we that God gave us. Like, you guys obviously have beautiful voices. You guys are using those gifts to to obviously glorify Him. So...
No, and you've said, like, what you, like, friends who haven't even talked to you in years reach out to you and say, hey, I noticed what you're doing. And the same thing has happened with my, like, I have family in Orlando, and they listen to this, but literally they have told me, like, whoa, like, they have sat down and they have even cried through some of the stuff we've covered, and like, they've been really impacted, and you can see it through other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know who you can... touch with the message you're bringing, and it can be through music, like you guys, through us, we have been learning, and again, we're still learning and growing as we do everything, but I think if you let God use you, that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be so impactful with others by just letting God use you to do what He wants you to do. Like, I never would have expected to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to Lemester refusing to be an active member, because I came into Lemester burnt out, but now I'm realizing, like, no, I have my youth, and I'm still figuring out what the talents are, but, like, you have talents, use it for God, and God is gonna bless you beyond anything that you can really.
And I remember when you guys were, like, mentioning, like, hey, we're gonna start a podcast and all this. But, you know, like, I'm happy that you guys started it, and I'm happy that it's being a blessing, you know, to others.
Exactly, because look at where you guys are.
Yeah.
No, this is
awesome.
This is really great.
It's been a blessing. I mean, Norris has seen me at, like, the lowest points of my life, and, like, where I am now, I feel like I've grown a lot. So, like, obviously, it's special having her here, because...
That's going to be a cry session here.
Well, not only that, but, like Andre said, I see people from, like, that I went to high school with, and they're, like, I, like, watched your podcast, and it impacted me a lot.
Wow.
So, like,
awesome.
Stuff like that. And, like, think about, like, you know, say, Hado's from Cuba. Think about the people in Cuba listening to your guys' music and how that could be impacting them. Or even you guys from the Clinton Church, you know, you guys, Marlboro, you know, it's...
Our one random follower.
Our one random follower
in Japan.
So obviously, like, beyond grateful that obviously you guys are doing what you guys are doing, and just praying that God keeps blessing you guys.
And it makes me happy that, you know, young people are, like, really, truly, like, are in love with Jesus, you know, that are really trying to do the work that God has commanded us to do. You know, because you don't see that very often. I feel like, especially our generation.
That's one right there. That's one brother right there that's special.
Our executive producer.
Our executive producer.
Yeah, and it makes me so happy to see young people, like, truly working for God.
And you're seeing it more now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a challenge in the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
That was my point. Like, it's a challenge because there's just so much influence from the world right now. The devil's trying really, really hard to
distract and attack
like our young people. So to see that you guys are firm and you guys are not letting the devil win,
yeah,
you know, and you're having God really, like, lift you guys up. I mean, it's a blessing to see that in you guys.
Well, like, what, thinking about, like, the youth, what advice would you give, like, a musician that's young that wants to kind of inspire of what you guys are doing?
I mean, well, number one, you know, having a relationship with God. Number one. That should be top thing, you know, for anything that you do.
Right.
You know, reading the Bible. You know, making sure you understand what you believe in, you know, so you won't get deceived. Because, you know, like how we were saying, there's some music out there, you know, that, you know, it sounds nice and, you know, like, has lovely words, but sometimes it can be, you know, what's the word?
Twisted.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. That, you know, something that we don't believe in, you know.
And it's just not based on scripture.
Yes,
so it's
not based on scripture.
And it's funny, and the reason why I say this is because I was listening to a podcast that they were talking about that, that they were talking about Christian music based on scripture and Christian music.
Right.
That is not based on scripture and is saying things that are not true about the Bible and about, you know, how God works. And so a lot of it now is like about what you want to hear and not about what you need to hear. So I think, like, well, going back to that, really knowing, you know, your God's purpose in your life, like, searching for that. You have to really search for that with, you know, in God, through God's word and in prayer, a lot of prayer. And, God's word and a lot of prayer.
And trusting in his timing, because sometimes we want to rush things that, you know, that just might not end up working out, you know? So it's just, you know, trusting God, you know, like, whenever the timing is, like, he knows when it's right.
And you know, and apart from, like, the spiritual stuff, to, you know, be knowledgeable in music, you know, obviously that's, like, the base thing. You have to know, you know, if that's something that you really want to do, you also have to be knowledgeable. Practice, know the fundamentals of, you know, this.
You have to know, because when we do things for God, you know, you have to do it well.
Right.
You know, you can't just like, okay, we have to sing this Saturday and we're just, you know,
practicing it.
No, picking a song right now, you know, to sing Saturday. You know,
it's not gonna be happening. Because if it's for God and you're worshiping, like, I feel like by the time it's Saturday and you're gonna worship throughout the week, you should already have that relationship with God, because that's what you're going to give to him.
Right.
You know, if you're like, if you come on Saturday and you haven't filled your cup, like, que le vas a dar a Dios? You know? And people see that, like, in the audience. So, like, if you're not, like, fueling yourself throughout the week with God's word, with prayer, then, you know, by the time Sabbath comes, what are you going to give, you know? Because people in the audience, you know, especially people that are visitors, they're coming to receive God's blessing and searching for, you know. So we're the ones here trying to be the spiritual leaders. And if we're not doing our part, then we can't give what the Lord has in store for that day.
Amen.
So that is what I have to say. Wow. I know, I'm like rambling. This was great, guys.
Yeah, well, we thank you, obviously. Thank you guys for taking time of your day to be with us, obviously. We know you guys just dropped that new song, so we know how busy you are. And obviously, the holidays and all that stuff. So, obviously, we want to thank you guys for being with us. And not only that, but for supporting us. Granted, you guys have been through our challenges and stuff like that, so we thank you for always being there for us. And I don't know if Andre has
this is the time for a shameless plug in your stuff. We'll put it in the link down below as well, but like, go ahead, you can share. Where can we find you, first of all? Where can we find you?
I don't know.
Yo voy a encontrar en las plataformas digitales, Spotify, YouTube, también estamos en Apple Music, en todas las plataformas digitales, Deezer también, todas esas plataformas de streaming, y ahí pues nos pueden encontrar como The Reason Trio.
Okay.
Estamos también en Instagram, ahí estamos bien activos.
Instagram more active,
yeah,
for sure.
We just opened a new Facebook page.
Recently, this week.
It was like this weekend. But you have to search us through The Reason Trio. It can't just be The Reason.
Okay, The Reason Trio.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure to put the link they'll check it out and they'll have your information there, and I'll link it.
Okay, perfect.
YouTube and Instagram, since it's more active. Unless you want Facebook, because if you want more followers that way.
It's the same name for all of them.
So we thank you guys. Obviously, we thank our viewers too. So thank you guys for being with us, and thank
Gracias. Oh, yeah, this was awesome. Guys. Thank you guys for having us.
Shout out to our executive producer. Shout out to our executive
producer.
Thank you, Pablo.
Thank you,
Pablo, who's not here, but
he has a step up.
No, en serio, gracias por
la... And thank God I didn't want to have a sneezing attack.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
All right, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.